But if a rat is hungry, I said, won't it eat just about anything?
Absolutely, said Signor Donadon.
But rats are better fed than ever because there's more garbage than ever, so they've become very choosy about what they eat. In the 1950s, people used to throw only 0.5% of their food into the garbage, and rats had to eat whatever they could find. Today, 7% of our food ends up in the garbage, and it's a never-ending banquet for rats. The challenge for me is to make my rat poison more appetizing than garbage. Garbage is the real competition. Rats are smarter than men and better organized. They have instinctive rituals designed to ensure the survival of their species. For instance, whenever rats find something that looks like food, the oldest rats always eat it first. Other brands of rat poison cause immediate pain, a burning sensation, or dizziness. If the older rats display any ill effects, the younger ones won't touch it. But Boca Raton outwits them. It causes no pain at all when it's eaten. It takes 4 days to have an effect, and by then, the younger rats have eaten it too. Tell me, said the woman to my left, how does a person decide to devote his life to the killing of rats?
Ah, signora, said Donadon.
When I stood at my grandmother's deathbed, she made me promise to make a contribution to humanity. Since I was a boy, I had always been interested in chemistry and medicine. I decided I would find a cure for cancer. I knew that DDT caused cancer, so I went into several butcher shops and told them I was representing an American company named Max Don Brasileira. I made up the name. And that we made insecticides without using DDT. I said, I will get rid of your flies. The first butcher said, if you can do that, I'll pay any price. Flies were depositing their eggs all over his meat. It was a disaster. I picked a number out of the air, and I said, it will cost you 30,000 lira, $15. And he said, do it. By the end of the day, I'd picked up orders worth 150,000 lira, $75, which was a lot of money in those days. I was overjoyed, but I didn't have a product. Also, I was broke. So I stopped in at a bar in Treviso, where I live. That's 18 miles north of Venice. And I talked two friends into going into business with me. I immediately moved into the Carlton Hotel in Treviso. And with the help of the telephone operator and the hotel porter, I led clients to believe that this was the Italian headquarters of the American Insecticide Company. How did we kill flies? We used a phosphorus compound made by Montedison. If you used it today, you would probably go to jail. It's too toxic. But it worked. Business grew. People heard about us. Then I got a call from Count Borletti, the sewing machine king, and he asked me to rid his stable of flies. One day Borletti said to me, Massimo, what are you going to do in the winter when there are no flies? Killing flies is a seasonal business, but rats are a pest all year. You should consider making rat poison. What a brainstorm! That very night I started experimenting in my bathroom sink at the hotel. I kneaded 10 pounds of pork fat and coumarin with my bare hands, and in the morning I changed everything, my company, its name, and its mission. That was 1970. We were an immediate success, and we've only grown since. I admit that killing rats may not be as noble a profession as curing cancer, but at least I'm making a contribution to humanity, and my grandmother can rest in peace.